And now, it might be a good idea to take you on a little 3 o'clock in the morning tour of Columbia's newsroom. So, if you'll bear with me, I'm going to stand up from this table in the studio in which I've been broadcasting, open the door, take the microphone in my hand, and walk out into Columbia's newsroom, trailing the long cable behind me. And when we get out in our newsroom, we're now crossing the threshold, I'll read off to you some of the news machines and give you an idea just what they're printing at this hour of this unusual morning. Columbia's news staff has been quickly assembled, and so many staff members appeared so quickly that there are scarcely chairs enough for all members at once. Ned Kelmer, who finished his 11 o'clock broadcast about 4 hours ago, is still here. Major George Fielding Elliott hurried in, among others, and Major Elliott brought with him a very large supply of maps, as you can well imagine. In one of our offices, the radio is permanently tuned tonight to a London circuit so that we can hear whatever comes over on this particular circuit. A table has quickly been set up and now bears large cups of coffee, the inevitable accompaniment to all stories that break abruptly in the night. In some ways, the scene is not unlike those hard-working nights when the Germans were rushing through Denmark, Norway, the Low Countries, and France. But there's an awful lot of difference. Even though we're suspicious of this German story, and we think that the invasion very possibly has not begun, still the atmosphere in this newsroom tonight is far different from that on those anxious nights when the Germans were on the offensive. And now I've walked with the microphone down to the end of our newsroom, and the first machine that we come to is the Brown teletype printer, which turns out the report from Reuters. That's the British news agency. And here's what Reuters has just printed. London, Reuters. An officer of the staff of the Allied Supreme Command of the Expeditionary Force today broadcast a warning specially addressed to all Frenchmen living at least within 35 kilometers of the coast. He said, "The lives of many depend upon the speed with which you act." And then there was a brief pause, then Reuters continued, warning two, quote, "The air war has entered upon a new phase." This, of course, is what the spokesman said. "The air war has entered upon a new phase. You will be warned an hour before an attack. Leaflets will be dropped by Allied planes. As soon as you get the warning, go to your domicile and go at least 2 kilometers from it into the open country. Two, take along only what you can easily carry. Three, keep off all roads, railway lines, and bridges. Four, do not form groups which could be mistaken for troop concentration." That's what Reuters is printing at the moment, and as all newsmen will recognize, the inevitable little postscript, the machine says, "Correction," and warning two, "Read it, carry." Paragraph three, "Keep off all roads." Next is the machine of the International News Service, and it has just been printing a dispatch from London by Kingsbury Smith. It says, "Bulletin by Kingsbury Smith, International News Service staff correspondent, London, May 6, INS. German sources reported today that the Allies had launched the long-awaited invasion of the continent by landing parachutists in northern France and assaulting the French coast from the air and by sea. There was absolutely no immediate confirmation that the invasion had started, either from headquarters of General Dwight D. Eisenhower, Allied Supreme Commander in the European theater, or any other Allied quarter." And then the bulletin from Smith goes on to say, "Londoners and observers on the southeast coast of England said that wave upon wave of Allied air fleets, constituting the largest force of bombers and fighters ever seen crossing the English Channel, had gone out toward the French coast." Now, if you'll bear with me on this tour of the newsroom, instead of going along in the geographical way I ordinarily would go to the United Press machines, a bulletin just come in on the Associated Press, and here's what it says. New York, June 6, AP. "The London radio, in a Dutch language broadcast, warned European underground workers today to report to their leaders with all speed and to be prepared for anything. Keep away from military installations," the broadcast said. "Underground members, report to your trusted leaders. Act with speed. Be prepared for anything. There is bombardment in the port of Le Havre." That is the bulletin, which has just come in on the Associated Press machine. Perhaps you heard those bells ringing in the background as I was reading to you the dispatch from the INS machine, and so I tried not to trip over the cable as I rushed over to the AP machine to read you the bulletin that was coming in there. And now back to the United Press machine. That's one of the many United Press machines that we have. in this office. Most of them, you know, print the same thing. We have to have a great many copies here at Columbia's News headquarters. The UP machine is next to the INS machine from which I was reading a moment ago. And here is what the UP machine is printing at the moment. The first thing my eye lights on is this. Bulletin, London, June 6th, 3:05 in the morning, UP. RAF bombers, quote, in strength, unquote, attacked occupied territory last night. It was announced today. And then, Bulletin, Second Leave, by Joseph W. Grigg, United Press Staff Correspondent, London, Tuesday, June 6, UP. The German Transocean and DNB agencies started broadcasting shortly after 6:30 in the morning today, European time, 12:30 a.m. Eastern Wartime, totally unconfirmed reports that German warships were fighting Allied landing ships around the Seine estuary, 80 miles from the South England coast, and that Allied paratroops were being landed. 2 hours later, while the Germans continued to broadcast the report in services deemed to foreign stations, but not to listeners in German-dominated Europe, the Supreme Headquarters of General Eisenhower had made no comment. The AP machine has just come in with another bulletin. I've not made my way over to this side of the room again, and it says, Bulletin London, June 6th, AP. The Berlin Radio said today that, quote, combined British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre. Now, there have been two rather late bulletins on the Associated Press. We interrupted the logical order of our tour of the newsroom to rush over to the AP machine, that's the Associated Press machine, and because they were bulletins and were the latest thing to come into our newsroom, although you can hear the clattering of all the other machines in the room, I'd like to read them both to you again, just in case you hadn't quite caught them all. Here's the first one that came in at 3:09 in the morning Eastern Wartime, New York. The London Radio, in a Dutch-language broadcast, warned European underground workers today to report to their leaders with all speed and to be prepared for anything. The broadcast said, keep away from military installations. Underground members, report to your trusted leaders. Act with speed. Be prepared for anything. There is bombardment in the port of Le Havre. And the second bulletin, the one that came in at 3:11 Eastern Wartime, from London on the Associated Press, the Berlin Radio said today that, quote, combined British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre. So there we have the latest from the Berlin Radio, which has been putting out these stories, these reports from the very beginning. The latest from the Berlin Radio saying that the landing stretch over the entire area from Cherbourg and Le Havre, and the latest from London, the BBC, in that Dutch-language broadcast, saying there is bombardment in the port of Le Havre, which does not necessarily mean an invasion, as you know. Incidentally, if at any time when you, on this little tour of the newsroom, if you can pick out the sounds of the bells in the background, I'd like to explain to you that when you hear five bells in rapid succession, that means that one of our many machines, at least one, is notifying us with the signal of five bells that it has a bulletin on its service wire. Of course, if you suddenly hear all the bells go crazy at once, as if it were Christmas and New Year's all together, that would be a flash. But that flash is not as common in newsrooms as many people who do not work in news sometimes believe. Now I'm back to the United Press machine, where I was in the first place before interrupting to go over to the AP, carrying the microphone with me on this long cable, surrounded by colleagues who, most of them, got up out of bed or came in a hurry when the news came in. And the United Press has a dispatch from Washington, which says, Edward Barrett, Executive Director of Overseas Broadcasting for OWI, denied in a long-distance call from New York today that OWI was transmitting German overseas invasion reports back to Germany for German consumption. He said, we don't touch a thing unless and until it is officially announced by Allied headquarters. Well, that just tells us, in a way, something that we might have assumed in the first place, but it does give me a chance to remind you again of one circumstance that might be suspicious, and that is that the German people themselves are not being told of these things, as far as we can make out so far. These broadcasts, these German reports, if we want to call them that, are all for foreign consumption, and in this case, foreign means us.